This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday said he remained adamant about the need to create a pathway for U.S. citizenship for so-called dreamer immigrants. But he said it remains to be seen if that will be part of a $3.5 trillion budget measure. Biden spoke to reporters as he returned to the White House after spending the weekend at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. Dreamers are immigrants brought to the United States as children who are protected from deportation under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. Democrats hope to provide legal status to some immigrants in the $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation measure that they plan to pass with a simple majority. But details have not been released. Senate Democratic leaders have said the budget measure would open the door to legislation on climate measures, social spending, and extension of a child tax credit. However, it remains unclear if the Senate parliamentarian who decides which provisions may be included in a budget package will approve inclusion of an immigration measure. Biden last week vowed to preserve the DACA program. He urged Congress to provide a path to citizenship. DACA currently protects recipients from deportation, grants them work authorization and access to driver's license. In some cases, it grants better access to financial aid for education. It does not, at present, provide a path to citizenship. Robert Paris Moses has died at the age of 86. He was a civil rights activist who endured beatings in jail while leading black voter registration drives in the American South during the 1960s. He worked to dismantle segregation as the Mississippi field director of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and was central to the 1964 Freedom Summer in Mississippi. This is VOA News. A man accused of attempting to stab Mali's interim president, Assimi Goïta, last week died in hospital while in the custody of security services, the government said in a statement today. In the statement, the government said the suspect's state of health deteriorated during investigations. A probe is underway to determine the cause of death. Goïta escaped unharmed after the assailant tried to stab him during prayers at a mosque in the capital Bamako on Tuesday. In a video obtained by Reuters news agency, security agency agents threw a man in the back of a military pickup truck as Goïta was ringed by bodyguards. Mali was thrown into political turmoil after a military junta led by Goïta toppled President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta in August of 2020. Armed kidnappers in Nigeria have released 28 of the more than 120 students who were abducted at the beginning of July from the Bethel Baptist High School in the northern town of Damishi. A local leader said more than 80 other children are still being held by the gunmen. So far, 34 children kidnapped on July 5th have either been released or have escaped from the custody of the gunmen. It is unclear when the other children will be released. Gunmen have carried out a spate of mass abductions from schools in northern Nigeria this year, mainly seeking ransoms. The church does not pay ransom to criminals, a local leader said, but cannot stop families from doing whatever they can to free their children. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said he is aiming to begin a dialogue with the country's political opposition next month in Mexico. He said he hopes the United States will embrace the dialogue, which will be facilitated by Norway. In May, Venezuela's political opposition indicated its willingness to return to negotiations to resolve the political crisis in the OPEC member country. Maduro has overseen an economic collapse in the once prosperous Venezuela since he took office in 2013. He stands accused by the United States and the European Union of corruption, human rights violations, and rigging his 2018 re-election bid. Maduro denies the accusations. Croatian authorities say a bus swerved off a highway and crashed early Sunday after the driver apparently fell asleep, killing 10 people and injuring at least 44 others, some of them seriously. The crash happened around 6 a.m. local time on a highway between Croatia's capital and the Serbian border. A local prosecutor told the media the bus driver had admitted that he dozed off. Officials said the bus was carrying 67 passengers, including children and two drivers, one of whom died in the crash. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.